Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got to tell you, 4 minutes and 50 seconds ago, my entire studio shook. We have gotten some major thunder booms and big cracks of lightning up here in Hanover County. I'm just telling you, it's pouring right now, pouring buckets. And poor Pixie, my senior executive producer, is cowering under the desk. It's terrible. It's terrible. But I guess it will cool it down just a little bit, and it's going to be gone in a couple of hours. That's what I'm reading anyway. Are you getting hit where you are? I am curious. Do me a favor. Just shoot me a quick text, would you, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know where you are, what you're seeing, what you're hearing up here anyway. It's nasty. Gosh, it just is like somebody turned the lights off and branches and leaves and stuff started shaking and quaking and... Well, anyway, is what it is. Weather, right? All right. We now know that Richmond Mayor Danny Avula is very, very concerned with illegal aliens. At the same time, he does not give a crap about the laws. Well, I'm glad he was able to straighten that up. Because a lot of people were questioning, well, you know, Danny Avula, the mayor who can't, what's his name? The mayor. The guy who's not LeVar. Yeah, that guy. Is he okay with having the law enforced? Well, now we know he's not. Now we know that the mayor of Richmond stands completely and totally with criminals. Okay, let me just share what he said. Quote, Richmond is a city that stands for inclusion, compassion, and care for each of our residents. Well, I mean, that sort of warms the cockles of your heart or the cockles of or the heart of your cockles. I don't know, whatever's being warmed up when you hear, oh, isn't that cute? What does that mean, Mr. Mayor? And as mayor, I will do everything within my power to protect and support Richmonders. That means illegal aliens who happen to be in Richmond. Let's be clear on that, Mr. Mayor. At least have the courage of your convictions. Stop wrapping yourself in this, aw, I care for everybody crap, and just be honest. be honest and say you care more about the illegal aliens who are in Richmond than people who are not illegal aliens. That's what you said. Quote, our local police officers will continue to focus on keeping our neighborhood safe through community policing. Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that. RPD is out there doing the job every single day. They're doing a great job. If you really cared about them, by the way, Mr. Mayor, you might want to pay them more and staff them higher. But, I mean, you're actually working on that, so I'll give you credit for that. And he says, local laws, not on enforcing this federal policy. Mr. Mayor, it's a law. It's a law. Those who have broken into our nation have committed a crime. Well, Jeff, I heard it's a civil penalty. I heard it's this. I understand. It's a crime. It is a crime. And President Trump and his team are offering people who are in the nation illegally a way to rectify it. No, not with amnesty. Well, it just may become citizens. No. No. They are saying to them that you can self-deport. We'll give you $1,000 and an airline ticket. You get out of Dodge, and then you get back in line. And you can apply to come here legally the right way, which is fantastic. If, however, you stay here in contravention of the law, and ICE, when they find you, has to deport you, go before an immigration judge who orders you to be reported and a final order of removal is entered, and they have to deport you, well, then you may never come back to the United States. Do you really want to roll the dice that way? Or would you like to play by the rules? That's it. We are committed, the mayor says, to prioritizing the safety and dignity of all Richmonders as we navigate this moment. What the hell does that mean? He is just so full of crapola and will not tell people honestly what it is that he believes. Just say it, Mr. Mayor. You are concerned more for illegal aliens than people who are in the country legally. But you're not alone. You're not alone. Nicole Jones, who is a member of the Richmond City Council, represents the 9th District. Here's what she wrote. My heart is heavy today. Aw. I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid. A raid. Anybody want to suggest to the councilwoman that she may either want to purchase a dictionary or check out dictionary.com and run the word raid through that? I'm just trying to help. I'm just spitballing here. Anyway, she says, I am saddened by the reports of an ICE raid that took place in our 9th district. The 9th district is a place of rich and cultural diversity where everyone, regardless of immigration status, deserves to feel safe, living with dignity and without fear. Well, no, Madam Councilwoman, that's not true. If you have broken the law and you are in the country illegally, and yes, that includes the 9th district in the city of Richmond, then you are subject to the law. And the law says you're a criminal. And you have an option now. President Trump has given you this option. DHS has given you this option. You can self-deport and pick up $1,000 on your way out of the country and a free airline ticket. And then you can get in line and make application to return. That's a pretty good deal. Instead of understanding the law or caring about the law, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones, just like Mayor Dr. Danny, says, I care more about illegal aliens than I do anyone else in the community. She goes on to write, I stand with our immigrant neighbors. Well, Madam Council Member, would you care to define immigrant? Same thing. Same thing. Are we talking about people who are legal immigrants or illegal immigrants? There's a world of difference. And if you want to understand the difference, speak to anybody who is actually a legal immigrant, somebody who has gone through the process, followed the rules, played by the book. They will tell you what's involved. And I'm not telling you it's easy. And if we decide legislatively we want to make it a different process, so be it. But you can't just pick and choose which freaking laws you decide to follow. That's not the way this works. I don't like the speed laws. So instead of going 55, I'm going to travel at 84 miles an hour. And when I get pulled over and I'm given a ticket, which, by the way, is a civil infraction, I will say I just have decided I don't want to follow those rules. Nope, I don't like them. And you know what happens? The judge will laugh in my general direction before saying, pay the clerk on the way out. We are actively working to ensure that resources and support are available immediately and ongoing, City Councilwoman Nicole Jones says. Well, tell me this, Madam Council Member. Where are you getting the money for that? Resources, well, that involves some sort of tax expenditure, doesn't it? Because I have a feeling you're not reaching into your pocket to front the costs on this. So are you telling me that City of Richmond tax dollars are being used to somehow, some way protect those who are breaking the law by being in the country illegally? I'd love for you to answer that. And she ends with this. Let's respond with solidarity. Showing up for one another with reassurance and care. Well, I care. I want to reassure people that things will be better. But I'm not going to lie to people and say, hey, it's really cool that you're breaking the law. Well, I don't think that's good. Mike Jones, never one to be left out of a political virtue signaling posturing moment, says he will be hosting a, quote, community press conference. I missed it at 11 a.m. Doggone it. I wish I would have seen this earlier I wouldn't have gone to it, but at least I would have known it was going on. It's craziness. Just craziness. All right. That's all. I just wanted to share that. I will remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. By all means, you can reach out to me on this particular story. I'm hoping you listen to my friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard this morning with Rich on Richmond's Morning News. The sheriff did an amazing job, as he always does, explaining the law and how the law is observed and enforced and keeps everybody safe. It's just that straightforward. And I also got to hear Dan explaining due process, which is very important, because people don't understand that. It's weird stuff. While you're paying attention to me, and I don't know how long that's going to last, but while you're paying attention to me, I want to remind you we're in the last couple of days of the Best of Richmond competition, Richmond Times-Dispatch. I need your support. So I am asking you to text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505, okay? So you're going to text to 804-430-5505, and you will text 100. That's the number you enter to vote by text. Again, text 100 to 804-430-5505. We are in the home stretch, so just a couple of days left. I hope that you will go online and vote that way as well. Online, go.richmond.com/thebest. Go.richmond.com/thebest. You click on the tab that says entertainment, click on the thing that says Best Afternoon Radio Show, and there you have it. It is 360 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 321 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah. We've got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joining us at 4:35. Always, always, always look forward to chatting with Brian. I am really excited about hearing what he has to say about this last week. What's happening, especially in the Middle East, with the President of France, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister of Canada, now saying, hey, we're going to be okay with a, quote, Palestinian state. Huh. Well, you do have to ask, what that really means and who's involved and the way that it's being played. How about the New York Times apologizing, sort of, kind of, for what they did in trashing Israel? The photos? Israel is filing a $10 billion lawsuit against the New York Times and individual reporters who put that piece together. That's what came across earlier today. Why? Well, because there's ongoing damage to the state of Israel as a result of what the New York Times did. To this day, it continues. And it will continue because people have, unfortunately, in many cases, such vicious, virulent anti-Semitism that any opportunity to trash the Jewish state is one that they relish. And so Israel has suffered very real damage. I will let you know, look, I'm, 11 days away, 10 days away from leaving for Israel. And I'll be there for, I'll be there for a while. Got some big meetings lined up, and I'll let you know as much as I can. You know what I mean? Anybody else find it amusing that Mark Warner, the ever constipated Mark Warner, is talking about limiting the use of face masks by law enforcement, but just a couple of years ago, he was firmly convinced you should staple or Velcro six surgical masks for your face for an ailment that it didn't actually protect against? I mean, seriously, it's crazy. Crazy. Let me see here. Jeff, I'm in Mechanicsville. Believe it or not, no rain, no storm. Okay, well, we got all over here on the western part of the county then. You're welcome to have it. Good afternoon, Jeff, and from RVA. I'm a resident of the 9th District. I feel safer knowing that ICE is present in the 9th District and doing their job, and they are welcome in my neighborhood any time. Good. As they should be. As they should be. Jeff, it's very simple. If there's no recourse for your actions, then why would you do something differently? If your children grab paint and put it all over your kitchen and there's no recourse, no punishment, then the rest of your property is free for the painting. It just should not be so hard to understand, in my opinion. That's Stuart in Chesterfield. Joe out in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, Jeff, hot and clear. Thunderstorm coming in here around 5. Mannequin Sabbath checking in. Nope, dark clouds from coming in from the west. Heard some serious thunder. No rain, though. Wow. A lot of other great stuff coming in, and I would love to have you hit me up on the James Rivera text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and at the moment, we've got a little bit of a let up in the rain. The thunder, man, I'm just telling you, it is still booming right here, the greater Ashland area. It's funny to hear Tiny Tim Kaine say, you know, my entire career, I've been in a supervisory role with law enforcement. What a crock of crap that is. Now, I realize that he is a compulsive pathological liar, but God, that one is so easily, demonstrably proven untrue. You could ask the good diminutive senator, Tiny Tim Kaine, exactly when he wore a uniform, when he pushed a patrol car around, what were his powers of arrest, what sort of training did he have? He was in an elected position. He was the mayor, and so technically responsible for appointing the police chief and doing a budget, but he wasn't supervising line officers. That's a bunch of crap. And as governor, again, appointing the superintendent of the state police and putting together a budget, but in no way holding any direct supervisory responsibility over any law enforcement operation. So it's just not true. And I get it. There's a lot of posturing going on right now. And we're hearing it from the mayor. We're hearing from city council. Why? Because the Democrats are so desperate to hold on to every illegal alien because they know they keep losing in the arena of ideas. My friend Brian Maloney is the media equalizer. And he joins us every single solitary Friday Eve. And we talk about this sort of stuff. And he's one of the just the most talented, smart guys that I've been privileged to know for decades. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, Jeff, it's always a pleasure. Yeah.
Tell me your sense of this. We're watching the Democrats just melt down all over the country. Gavin Newsom is going to redistrict it, so the one Republican left in the entire state is forced to move. It's desperation, is it not?
Well, it is. And, you know, the key to control over the House of Representatives really goes straight through California, believe it or not. And that's what people don't understand. They assume that if it's a blue state, it doesn't matter terms of control or whatever, but those six House seats in Orange County, which is really one of the last swing districts in the country, really determine the outcome of which party controls the House of Representatives. So that's why California matters, no matter what party that you're in. It's not so cut and dry like people think.
Interesting. So what do we do? I mean, California has a commission for redistricting, and as you know, because you're a native Californian, as I remember, right, or at least West Coast sort of a guy, they've got a political operation for everything. But Newsom, I guess, doing the calculus is, hey, man, we got to increase this because we're losing other places, we're losing population. Is there anything that we who are in Virginia or Massachusetts can do about that?
Well, I think the most important thing for Virginians to do this year is make sure we win the election in November in Virginia, because it sends a national message. That off-year election, I mean, it's always an earthquake for the rest of the country when, you know, it points the direction where everything else goes. So I think everything begins at home for your listeners. The governor's race, absolutely critical. And everything else, the legislature, everything. So, I mean, when it reverberates across the country, it really does.
It's an interesting situation. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, the media equalizer. Nobody better, really, than in terms of analysis and insight on this. The Democrats are fighting here in Virginia, Brian, like nobody's business. They have poured tens of millions of dollars from New York and California into Virginia, and Virginia Republicans, as we always do, we kind of look at each other, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't understand the paralysis that I see.
Well, yeah, so we are out fundraised in every single election. We do not have the billionaires that they have. Yeah. And, you know, we battle this every time, and yet sometimes we still overcome fundraising disadvantage and the cheating and sometimes still win. But I think that the way you overcome all of those is through passion, commitment, and every single listener that you have going out there and volunteering and working on this. That's how you overcome it, with enthusiasm. And I mean, there are excellent candidates running, you know, people you can really get behind. I mean, very likable people are running this year in Virginia. So I think that's what makes this winnable. But it's tough. And as you say, the party just dithers. You know, they never really want to win that much. You know, they don't have their hearts in it, but we as citizens do. So, you know, someday we'll fix our broken two-party system. Someday, I don't know when. We have a party that doesn't really like being in the majority. It really doesn't. And yet the other party, the other side, as you say, they're in total disarray. Yeah. So it is a totally broken system at the state and national level. National level in particular, as you know, I was in Washington last week.
Yes.
And I was sitting there in senators' offices, and they couldn't care less about anything. So I don't know what motivates them. Nothing.
All right, now I need you to share with my listeners, because they may not have been over on Facebook Media Equalizer, your page over there, or Red Wave America, but fill everybody in, because you were in D.C. And just for the record, sir, you know, I'm about like 90 miles from D.C. I'm just mentioning that. You know, I didn't get a call, I didn't get a text, nothing, not a lunch invitation. I mean, I'm not upset about it, you understand, but...
I was told you were away on vacation, or I would have invited you. I thought you were out of town.
Oh, actually, you know what? All right, never mind. I dial back all the crappy stuff I just said. I was actually sitting in a classroom all last week. That was my vacation.
Oh no, you would have been. I was just told you were away, which is why I didn't give get to give you an update last Thursday. So, yeah. So yes. Am I forgiven then? Am I forgiven?
Oh, listen, I will once again state again, Brian Maloney, you think a far I better human
you.
Being. No, he's a far better human being than I am. And I apologize. I hang my head in shame. Tell me about D.C., though. Who were you meeting with and what were you talking about?
Well, first of all, we're filing suit against New York Attorney General Letitia James for being a thieving, lying, you know what. And it's high time somebody played offense with her once and for all, because she is the nastiest of the nasty, and is, you know, ordinarily is on the offense herself, attacking anyone with differing views by indicting them, filing lawsuits, whatever, throwing them behind bars. And that has to stop. And it's incredible that so few have been willing to do anything to try to stop her. Now, the second issue is trying to free Tina Peters in Colorado, who has just been railroaded right into prison and did nothing wrong. And that's going to be a long-term, ongoing effort. If people aren't familiar with the case, I think they ought to look into it more. Or maybe, well, you're going to have, I understand you're going to have Marley Hornick on next week to talk about it more. Actually, right. I believe that she's going to be on Tuesday at 5:30 is what we have her booked for. So, so your listeners are going to be hearing about this a lot more on Tuesday at 5:30. But we're undertaking some really big stuff, and it's incredible how few people are willing to stick their neck out and fight any of these battles. So that's what we're doing. And then after the press conference, we were meeting with senators in their offices, and it's just honestly, Jeff, as you know, you've been there yourself. It's a weird world, weird little place.
It is. Did they? Well, I mean, I don't want to do much of them, but what was it? Republicans who didn't care, Democrats who didn't care, or was it just the general sense from the senators?
When you talk to Republican senators and you say, look, you know, cheating is preventing a lot of your colleagues from being elected or reelected or whatever, and we have proof of it, and we can show exactly where it's happening. Some of them care and some of them don't. I think a lot of them like being in the minority and don't really like being in the majority, because when you're in the minority, it's very little work. All right. You really have to do is block things, right? Yeah. But when you're in the majority, you have to write legislation. You have to take a proactive, you know, it's 10 times more work, if not 100. So I think a lot of them are just very, very complacent in their positions. I guess they care about reelection, but not a whole lot else. They just don't. They don't care. But you know, I don't know if it's much different with the Democrats either. I think they're all kind of alike. I think that they like the lightest workload they can have, which is kind of in human nature.
Yep.
And they need the fundraising dollars coming in from donors and lobbyists or whatever, wherever the money's coming from. And beyond that, there's not a lot of motivation to really fight for anything, change anything. And, you know, that's why the town is broken. It's just permanently, I think the American people will have to rise up on their own and change the system. It will never happen there, ever.
Wow. It's just fascinating. Hey, Brian, how do people follow what you're doing?
Yeah, so that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, one word, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
All right. Well, I want to continue sending people over there. We might be closer to helping with that other thing. I know you want us on the video portion of that. I think we're making progress on that. I mean, I know it's baby steps.
Oh, wonderful! Be so exciting.
It would be exciting. Don't get excited yet. I mean, I'm just telling you.
And do the listeners know what we're talking about?
Shh, no, not yet.
Oh, is it a secret?
Well, not anymore. But no. I mean, we're trying to, you know, get some more videos.
We're trying to run the video feed of your show through those pages.
Yeah.
And so people can watch you there, no matter where they are in the country. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Baby. I'm telling you.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Brian, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you real soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Now that I am reminded to talk about all this video stuff, are you following us on Instagram? This is part of the process, kids. You got to follow I'm sorry, News Radio WRVA on Instagram. You know what I wrote out here? I'm just going to be honest. I wrote out Instagram WRVA, which doesn't do anything. No. On Instagram, you will follow at News Radio WRVA. Okay, at News Radio WRVA. And the more people that are over there, the better service, the better quality, the better quantity of our visual presentations will be occurring. Okay, so this is on you. I've done all I can do. On Instagram, please, please, please follow at News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 52, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is Friday Eve. I'm happy. No, I am. Look, I mean, the weather is what the weather is, but we got all sorts of great stuff that you and I are dealing with today, going through today. Rob Chadwick is going to be along at 4:35. Rob joins us every other Friday Eve. He is the former head of the FBI's tactical training program, and he is also the head of training now for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association. Well, he's written a book. I have an advanced copy. I am so, man, am I thrilled by it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book that you ought to get. And I don't know if it's available for sale yet, because this, like I said, it's an advanced copy. So when Rob is here at 4:35, we'll get the details on that. I'm hoping it'll be up and available for you soon. If not, I'll try and convince him that it needs to be quickly. The foreword to his book, Bill Barr, former U.S. Attorney General. That's pretty impressive. And Jamal Thomas, dear friend of mine. Jamal's going to be with us at 5:35. Jamal is part of Team Katz for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We are trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We're not doing it alone. There are four all-star teams, and Jamal is on my team. Why? Because Jamal's great, and Jamal's a friend, and he's doing great work. Well, he's got a big fundraiser he's put together to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, and Jamal will be with us at 5:35. I'm looking forward to catching up with him. This weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. Laura Sylvester, Pie Safe Baking Company, she once again this week will be out offering all of her wares, but the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies, the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, and the pumpkin cake, pumpkin bread. Donations from the sale of each of those will go to Team Katz, the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Wendy Yeoman and John Yeoman over at Jake's Place continue to donate $2 to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia for every Jeff Katz sandwich sold. And Saturday, I am hoping you will join me. I'm going to be over at in Mechanicsville at Ace Hardware, Route 360 and Lee Davis. My friend Paul Diana is a former law enforcement officer, both corrections and police department. Great guy. But he owns and operates a food truck now, what is called PRD Concessions. And he goes out and he does these great food truck things, and he's like an award winner. He has $20 lobster rolls, which you can't find anywhere. So Saturday from 10:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock at night, he's given 50% of those proceeds to help out our Lieutenant Jan McTurn Blue Friday Honors Program. We have a lot of people that kick in gifts, which I appreciate, but most of the stuff, as you know, I pay for out of my pocket. So Paul said, let me do a little something to help out. So Saturday, I will be over there myself pouring lemonade from 11 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon, but you'll have the chance to go over to get any of his stuff. Again, the Ace Hardware in Mechanicsville, right there, Route 360 and Lee Davis, from call it 11 in the morning right up until 7 o'clock at night. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Anybody else think that the ever-constipated Mark Warner might get a better reception if he did, in fact, have a bag over his head? Like, if people went, I don't know who you are, but I'll talk to you, and then he takes it off, they go, never mind. What a buffoon. God, they're just all be clowning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
themselves. Now, I know that there is a contempt for law enforcement that we see on the part of Democrats writ large these days. And it's sad. It's sad because for the longest time, there were certain issues that just weren't Democrat or Republican. They were right or wrong. And immigration, illegal immigration versus legal immigration was one of them. Everybody agreed that you couldn't just break into the country. Everybody. And now, because Democrats are so desperate to return to power, that they're willing to do anything at all to embrace people who are in the country illegally, get them counted, to hold on to congressional seats, and eventually get them registered to vote. So it's just awful. Just awful. My friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard was on with my friend Rich Herrera this morning, Richmond's Morning News. And there was some good conversation. I thought they were very, very interesting discussion points. There's a long snippet here, Germ. So what we'll do, I don't know that we have time to play all of it, but let's start with cut number one, please.
I really appreciate it. There's obviously a lot of, as you just mentioned a second ago, spin going on. There's a lot of conjecture, but there are very few facts that are being attached to this. So I want to provide some of those today. And, you know, I will say I'm in my 12th year as being sheriff here. For 12 years, ICE has been coming to our courthouse and taking people out of that courthouse who have papers on them to be detained. This is nothing new. This has been going on for my entire tenure as sheriff. What has changed, though, is the frequency we saw in June and the numbers they actually took out. That's the only change. It's not a new process for us. Now, I know you hear a lot of the spin. What I want to clear up is what ICE is actually doing. We have a very good relationship with ICE here. You know, my whole goal is to provide a safe and secure environment for them to carry out their legal transactions. We've seen throughout the nation, and even in, I think, Albemarle County earlier this year, what can happen when they're just in the hallways of courts or the lobbies or the parking lots carrying out these detentions. They turn into chaos sometimes, and it can be a very dangerous setting. So, you know, we took control of it early on. We wanted to provide a safe environment for everybody involved, including the individuals they're detaining. So I came up with some standards for ICE. ICE has been very cooperative with us. They followed every direction we've asked them to do. They have come into our courthouse only after informing us they were coming in. When they get here in the morning, we verify their identification, their credentials every time, and their paperwork. And, you know, they're inside the courthouse. They have a list of people they want to talk to. And I do want to say that they're doing their due diligence. They're doing a great job with that. You know, a couple of the days they were here, they took six people out on both different days. They actually interviewed 12 people and 14 people on those 2 days. And by interviewing them, they have names. And, you know, John Doe is John Doe. So they have a name for an individual and a paper for an individual that matches the name of somebody coming to court that day. They didn't just simply sweep them up and take them, you know, out of here. They interviewed them for some time to verify that was actually the person they were looking for. And out of those 12 and out of those 14 interviews, only six were verified, and that's who they took. So they're really doing their due diligence. They're doing their job to make sure it's fair and what they're taking, you know, the people they're taking out of here. And they're doing it in a controlled environment that I'm controlling to make sure there's, you know, no bad situation. So, and it, the fact that there's a lot of conjecture about them wearing masks, there's only one day they actually wore face coverings, and these were gaiters or baklavas around their necks that they pulled up over their face on one day, and that was the day there was a bank of media cameras set up where they were staged to pick up the people coming out of the courthouse. And as we know, they're being targeted throughout our nation, and the fact that they pulled them up that one day didn't really set, you know, bad with me. It was, you know, they were trying to protect themselves and their families as well.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I think that's great stuff. Not surprising that it's Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard who explains it all point by point, clearly. There's no questions about that, right? Part of Carl's presentation style, so you know, is drawn from Donald Rumsfeld, who was the Secretary of Defense. So fortunate that Carl shared this story a couple of months back over at the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. There was a program over there. Both Sheriff Leonard and I were part of it. And he shared this story that when he worked for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, Rumsfeld's policy was bluff, B-L-U-F, bottom line, up front. That's it. I don't need to know that you clipped your toenails. I'm sure your dinner was lovely, but I need to know, am I going to have to tell the president that we're now sending tanks to such and such a nation? So bluff, B-L-U-F, bottom line, up front. And that's the way that Sheriff Leonard presented that. I do find it fascinating that a guy like Mark Warner and a guy like Tiny Tim Kaine, both of whom clearly despise law enforcement, they are telling us now that law enforcement shouldn't have the opportunity to cover their face at any point. And yet, these are the same guys who told all of us just a couple of years back, stay in your homes, lock the doors, don't even look out the windows, and while you're in the house, make sure that you have put masking tape over your face because you might breathe in a germ that might do something. Right? You remember that? Anybody else? It's not that long ago. They were all on board with that. Well, I can't wear a bag over my face and walk into the Senate. Well, I don't know. You came pretty close. I watched a whole collection of you nitwits up there when you did the whole kneeling thing for George Floyd. Weren't there some costumes there? Weren't there some face masks there? Seems to me that was de rigueur for a while. The law enforcement officers who have done that, the ICE officers who have done that, have only done that because they are actively being doxxed and their children are being threatened. Now, if you're okay with that, Senator Warner, you're okay with that, Senator Kaine, then there are even bigger problems with the two of you than most of us thought. It's ridiculous. No, it really is. It's just an absurdity, absolute absurdity. And that's where we are. I keep looking at this and I keep thinking to myself, at some point, common sense has to return, but I don't know when it's going to be. City of Richmond, the mayor, Dr. Donnie Avuli, right? He's made clear he cares more about illegal aliens than he cares about anybody else. Okay. Nicole Jones, city council member, 9th district, made clear she cares more about illegal aliens in the 9th district than she does about anybody else. State Delegate Mike Jones. Michael Jones, well, no shock here, once again, cares more about illegal aliens than he does anybody else in his district. I just think that when push comes to shove and you say we all want safety and security, we all understand their laws, their rules, you got to follow them. That's it. You don't get to pick which laws you follow. I mean, the role that you have is in voting, right? We vote for people who tell us, hey, we're in favor of this or of that. And then we cast our ballots and the chips fall wherever the chips fall. But you don't get to actively just pick and choose which laws you decide you're going to follow. And I would like to see President Trump follow up on the directives that said, if you're going to be a sanctuary city, right, you want to proclaim yourself a sanctuary city, like Danny Avuli says Richmond is, no more federal funding. See how long that nonsense lasts. It will come to an end, as it should. And if you're an elected official and you are actively impeding federal law enforcement officers, you should be arrested and you should be prosecuted. We'll see if that happens. Hey, I need your support. I'm just reminding you we're in what, the final, last 4 days for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition once a year. I remind you about this. I beg you. I cajole you. I'm a pain in your rear end. I'm annoying, but it is wrapping up soon, and I would love for the Jeff Katz Show to win Best Afternoon Radio Show. So here's how you can support this program. Online, you visit the following website. Go. .richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. Then you click on the entertainment tab. Then you click on the best afternoon radio show tab. And then you vote for me. You can also text, and you should also text. You can vote once each way, each day, right through Sunday to text. The text number is 804-430-5505. And the code you're going to put in is 100100. So again, the text number is 804-430-5505, and you enter the number 100100. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday Eve. Yeah, we got plenty of rain that we're dealing with. We've got some thunder and lightning. Now, it's an odd sort of a forecast. We're supposed to have what we have now till about 5, and then allegedly it clears out and returns around 9 or 10 this evening. So hopefully, you have a chance to get out and do something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't think Heidi's supposed to go pickleballing or pickling or I don't know. She's got a new gherkin, and so she's excited. We now have pickleball courts in our neighborhood. So she's all on a tear. Yeah, you know, you need special shoes? You do. Apparently you need special shoes. You need a special pickleball. I don't think they should call it a racket. I think if you're playing pickleball, you should call the doggone thing a gherkin, and then everybody knows you're playing pickleball. But so she's got two gherkins that she got. She got the special pickleball shoes. She got special pickleball sweatbands and a special pickleball costume of some sort. And there's not a picture of a single pickle on any of it, which I don't get. Like, if you're going to do it, put a pickle on there. If I were the king of pickleball, I would say, first of all, every level of the pickleball players will be delineated by skill like anything else, but it'll be with the pickles, right? You might be the gherkin's going to be the paddle. You're going to be the kosher dill. You're like the best pickle of all time. You're the junior pickle. I mean, it's just pickle chips, right? That could be a team, I would think. But nothing. They don't do anything related to pickles. You could be the bread and butter pickles. You could be the sweet pickles. Kosher dills. Nothing. Half sour, like the half sour pickle, I think would be, you know, a team comprised just of players who are either half good or half the team is good and half the team is not good. Right. The kosher pickles, obviously, that's the Israeli national team would be the kosher pickles in the International Pickleball Federation or whatever they got. But no dice. Oh, I am leaving for Israel soon. Not today. I mentioned this, right? My supervisor the other day said, hey, are you going to Israel this week? No. Next week? No. Oh, okay. I think he just forgot to write it down. I mean, Your Honor, let the record reflect. I put in for the days off and they were approved. I didn't necessarily tell him that I was going to Israel. I'm not obligated to do that, but I just think he forgot to write it down. But I know I'm leaving soon and I'm excited. I got some really good news. Now, I have to share this with you. I've mentioned to you that there are some really big, important meetings that are going to be taking place. But in addition to those, I just found out there's also, honest to goodness, old-fashioned tourist stuff that we will be doing. Because I sent a note to the woman who's sort of the contact person, and I said, so what am I supposed to pack? What am I supposed to pack? Given these meetings, we're meeting with the president of Israel, we're meeting with the ambassador, our American ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. Am I supposed to be packing sport coats and suits and ties? Like, pack a couple, because we do have a few meetings over a few days, but make sure you're bringing shorts and t-shirts and comfortable shoes and a hat, because we're going to be doing plenty of tourist stuff. So I have a whole list of souvenirs. At the very top of it, just FYI, at least two keychains from the Holy Land. Yeah, no, I wrote it down already. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Lots of great stuff that you and I have been discussing. We're going to chat with Rob Chadwick in a couple of moments. I guess we're having some difficulty getting a hold of him, but we'll get him. Not to worry. I mean, Rob is one of those guys who is always in demand. And given his illustrious background, I think it's the only way to describe it. It's no shock. But anyway, we'll get Rob lined up. Jerm, I did just shoot him a couple of texts. Maybe you got called into a meeting. That stuff happens. But, it's all good. We've got Jamal Thomas, my dear friend Jamal, who is going to be with us at 5:35. Jamal will absolutely, totally not flake on us. I'm just telling you, wouldn't happen. Well, because there might be cookies involved, and His kids, I consider my niece and my nephew, so he's not going to mess around with that. But he'll be joining us at 5:35. We have teamed up. He's part of Team Cats as we are raising money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It is the 10th anniversary of the father figure, and so we're trying to raise $100,000. It's a big ask, I know, but we have four all-star teams. And we have some of the finest men that Central Virginia has amongst its ranks who are helping. And so we're doing well. We only have, I think it's a week and a half left. And I've got to actually get some money in early because I won't be here. The final day to get money in is going to be a day that I'll be in Israel. So we may actually be a day short of where we could be. But, you know, it is what it is. What am I going to do? We're doing the best we can. And, yes, I do like working the fact that I'm going to be in Israel into every single solitary conversation. And I just hope I'm not tempting fate with that. Did you ever get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? Remember, they used to be everywhere. President of the United States had this physical fitness test, and students around America would do the test. And if you got the test right, you met the goals and what have you, you got a certificate. And I think we got pins. Did anybody else get one of those presidential physical fitness awards? If you did, shoot me a quick text, please, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm trying to remember what was on the test. But it's back. It's back. It is as a result of Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and President Donald J. Trump. I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's an all-star team at the White House, right? You got all sorts of world-class athletes who are there for that now. And it reestablishes the executive order from the president, reestablishes the presidential fitness test. It was first introduced back in 1966 by President Johnson, and it was ditched by Barack Obama. Wow. Why do you think that is? I mean, seriously, why is that? Why would Barack Obama not want kids in America to be healthy and physically fit? I don't know. Maybe you think because his wife was pitching that god-awful school lunch garbage? I don't know. Anyway, it's back. President Trump wants every young American to have the opportunity to emphasize healthy, active lifestyles, creating a culture of strength and excellence for years to come. Nice. And Triple H was there, right? He's a big-time athlete. There are a lot of great people. So I am curious because I just don't remember what was involved in it. Did you not have to do some sort of a run? Push-ups, maybe? Were there push-ups in it? I don't recall. Well, hopefully somebody does. If you remember this, 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. It says, hey, Jeff, yes, the physical fitness test, we received a certificate and a patch. Yeah, maybe it was a patch. I don't know why I thought it was a pin. Different 804 says, Jeff, yep, there were plenty of awards. It ran throughout elementary school in the 80s. We had the fitness test right up until the eighth grade. We did a mile run, pull-ups, sit-ups, push-ups, as well as the sit and reach. Ooh, that's a tough one, huh? Yeah. Another 804 says, Jeff, glad to hear that it's coming back. It was a huge deal where I grew up in South Jersey. Good. Push-ups, sit-ups, one-mile run, and a V-sit. I don't know exactly what that is. And from RVA says, Jeff, we did it. I remember we had to do a long jump. Let's see. Somebody else, 804. A lot of great athletes that are listening to this program. The Presidential Physical Fitness Award, Jeff, was for sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups for boys, and flex arm hang for girls. That's right. Yeah. as well as other exercises. Had to hang forever with your chin above the bar. I failed because I could not throw a baseball or softball 90 feet. Huh. Okay. Wow. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. 704. Jeff, I love hearing you every day. Why, oh, why are you going to Israel with all the terrible events that are going on now? Please use your police background to stay alert and be safe. Well, I don't know how to say this, but given that Israel, the Jewish homeland, is surrounded by people who want to kill every Jew in the world, it's always a slightly trepidatious trip. But why am I going now? Because I can. Because I can. Why am I going with all the, quote, terrible events that are going on now? Because, frankly, there are always terrible events going on in the world. And this is one of those things that if I were to tell you how long I have been hopeful, prayerful, that I would get the opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael, then you probably wouldn't believe me, but it's a long time. It's a long time. And it's not just a tourist trip. I remind you of that. I did find out today that there is definitely a tourist component. We're going to be doing some touristy stuff, which I was really happy to hear because, you know, Heidi has been, the boys have been. I've got plenty of friends that have been, but I've never been. And so everybody talks about the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall. Heidi actually suggested I write some things down ahead of time. If anybody's been there and you've gone to the Western Wall, you know, you're supposed to have, well, you're not supposed to, but most of people go and they have something written on a piece of paper. You put it in between the blocks. And I'm just curious, did you write that stuff out ahead of time? Heidi said to me, it's so jam-packed that if you're going there, you really should write it out ahead. Bring it with you from the States, or, you know, you got a 10-hour airplane flight. You got time to do it there. And everybody brags about the food. There's amazing food in Israel, and I'm darn right I'm looking forward to that. There's some amazing shopping. Heidi already has a number of things picked out, but with all of that, and I do look forward to all of that, I really honestly do, I am looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with the president of Israel. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sit down with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. I'm looking forward to sitting down with members of the Knesset and leaders inside the IDF. It's going to be an amazing trip. So that's why I'm going. And I, by the way, I appreciate the concern. That is so kind. It really is. I know that people worry about me on this show, which if you had any idea how much I appreciate that, just take my word. I appreciate it. All right. Rob Chadwick rescheduled. He'll be here at 5:05. Looking forward to that. That's fine. He's got a brand new book out. It is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. And I started reading it the other night when I got it. It's a great read. And it is one of those books you are absolutely going to want to have to peruse and maybe even to look at every once in a while. Go, hey, wait a minute. I got to remember this or I got to practice that. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, next week, News Radio, WRVA. Next week, I've got tickets for NASCAR that I'll be giving you all week long. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got Rob Chadwick, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the tactical training program at Quantico. Now heads up training for Delta Defense at the United States Concealed Carry Association. He's just written a new book. It's called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. And he will be with us at 5:05. Now, Rob, God bless him, joins us every other Friday Eve. We love that about him. Just again, rock solid guy. Rock solid guy. And with this new book out, I want you to find it. I do. I'm hoping that he'll give us all the details for purchase, because it will be purchased. But he goes through so many things, and I didn't know what to expect. He told me, hey, I'm working on this book. It's about personal security. I thought, oh, okay, it's going to be a lot of stuff like, remember to lock your doors, and you know, your windows should be secured. But let me tell you something. He goes into so much and so much detail. And here I thought, well, you know, we're okay. And he's got some checklists in there that, whew, well, this is going to be one of those things you definitely need to get yourself a copy of. He also has a checklist. I'm very happy to see this, selecting the proper concealed carry holster. I am getting some new stuff, some new things. And I am actually reviewing some of the options for the best concealed carry holster. Not exactly sure which way I am going to go. But looking at this, I've certainly got some more options. You know, Miles Turner, who's just a great guy, is a sergeant in Caroline. He was one of our Blue Friday honorees. He's helping me out with that. He knows a lot about that. And, you know, it's just good stuff. Anyway, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that with Rob at 5:05. And I am also going to be visiting our neighborhood gun store, you know, over there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Again, take a look at some of the great stuff that's available. I just decided that I was looking for some new things, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be good stuff, and hopefully Rob's going to be able to help out again with some of the new holsters. It's been a while. Alan Dershowitz is now talking about a bigoted vendor out on Martha's Vineyard who denied him a pierogi. I will, not next week, the week after, I'll be spending some time with the good Professor Dershowitz. We are both going to Israel as part of this specific trip. And so I will ask him about that, and I'll remind him he is overdue for a visit to this here little program. It's 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:06, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I've got to tell you, here in Hanover anyway, the weather has improved a bit. The rain has stopped. No more lightning, no more thunder. The sun is out. However, just be aware that all the nasty stuff we saw for a couple of hours apparently coming back. Right around 9 o'clock through midnight, 1 in the morning, we'll see more thunderstorms, some with very, very strong gusty winds, and then it turns cloudy. And tomorrow, you'll probably want to pack a sweater because the high temperature tomorrow, 20 degrees lower than where we are right now. It's going to be 74 degrees. I got a copy of The Practical Guide to Personal Security the other day, written by Rob Chadwick. Now, Rob, as you know, is a regular on this program every other week, where we're always just so thrilled to welcome him. And we talk a lot about what he does, heading up training for Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association, the importance of that. Every once in a while, talk a little bit about his career, 30 years, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, former head of the FBI's tactical training program at Quantico. And this book that he has written is going to be a must-buy for you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. It is essential. It is so well-written. It's filled with so much advice and insight that I'm just thrilled to welcome Rob to the program today to talk a little bit about the book. Rob, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeff, it's always an honor to be with you and your listeners.
Tell me a little bit, before we jump into anything else in the book, I know you, I know what you do, I know your talent, I know your skill, and I'm looking at the book, forward by former U.S. Attorney General William P. Barr. I had forgotten you were a vital part of keeping the AG safe, weren't you?
I was, and then I'll tell you, Jeff, that was one of the highlights and honors of my career. You know, Attorney General Barr is a true patriot, absolutely devoted to the Constitution of the United States, and just a really incredible human being. So to have him agree and you know, be part of this book is just such a deep personal honor for me. I was obviously thrilled.
Well, as well you should be. It is filled with accolades, and it's just a great way to enter into that book. Because somebody reading this, Rob, I'm sure says, okay, I think I heard this Chadwick guy on with Katz. I don't know. He did something some point. Remind me who he is. Why do I need the book? So, Rob, remind everybody, 30 years in law enforcement, what were the things you were doing that qualify you to write this?
Well, Jeff, I, as you said, I spent 30 years in law enforcement, started my law enforcement career right up the road from you in Fairfax County, where I grew up, spent most of my young life in Virginia, went to Virginia Tech. And of course, when I graduated from Blacksburg, moved back home to Northern Virginia, spent 7 years with Fairfax County. I was a member of the Special Operations Division there. Greatest job in law enforcement is being a canine handler. I got to do that. And then was fortunate enough to be selected for the FBI and spent 23 years with the FBI and finished up my career after I served with Attorney General Barr when he was stepping down. I had the opportunity to go to Quantico and finished my career at Hogan's Alley right there at the FBI Academy at Quantico as head of the FBI's tactical training program. So just a dream job. But you know, Jeff, beyond that, you know, just like you, just like many of your listeners, I'm a husband, a father, a son. I'm a grandfather now, an uncle, and I'm a concerned citizen. And I've seen in the last 30 years what's been going on firsthand, and really just wanted to take an opportunity, you know, just to put down the things that I have learned to help sort of share, again, lessons learned in those times and with the people out there that might be curious, you know, what can I do? Because I think all of us feel this sense of unease with, you know, what is going on? Things are happening so fast today and people just have this deep sense of unease. And it's unfortunate. I want people to, you know, sleep soundly at night, understanding, you know, that they can take many precautions. There's so many little things you can do to make yourself exponentially safer. And really, you know, it's impossible to enjoy your life when you're living in fear. And that's what I want to help people get over.
Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the FBI's tactical training program, heads up defense training programs for Delta Defense and the United States Concealed Carry Association. His brand new book is called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. And I am going to urge people to purchase it, of course, practicalsecurityguide.com, practicalsecurityguide.com. But Rob, you start off Chapter 1 is, it's a vital component to this, obviously, Chapter 1, but it's convincing people, explaining to people, like, my wife. My wife thinks that everybody is from Mayberry like her, that everything good happens, the sun is always shining, the kids always got A's in school, nothing bad ever happens. That's a recipe to become a victim, and you talk about a seven-second rule. What is that?
Well, Jeff, you know, all of us want to live in a world where we feel safe and we feel secure, and you know, a massive fan of law enforcement, support of law enforcement, as you are, of course. And, you know, law enforcement is definitely there to help you. They're going to come and respond when you call. But the reality is, violent crime happens so much faster than law enforcement can react. And people need to understand that, you know, the 7 second rule is just this. Most violent attacks begin and end within a 7 second span. And so long before most people can even process what's happening, much less call 911 and wait for the police to arrive. So, you know, really it kind of sets the tone with understand this can happen to you. It's not likely, but it certainly can. And these ultra high consequence moments are what I want to prepare people for. And there's so many simple lessons in that book. I hope that people will find that empowers them, that makes them feel secure wherever it is they go. And we talk about, you know, safety at home, safety on a college campus, having a conversation with your school-age child, you know, about, you know, school violence and that sort of thing, workplace violence, just things that you can, you know, practically apply to your life or the lives of your loved ones. And I want this guide to sort of help, you know, start that conversation or be a reference for people to have that difficult conversation sometimes.
It is a difficult conversation for some of us to have. It's a less difficult conversation for others of us to have, simply, I guess, because we've been exposed to some things or we've seen some things. But you talk about some tactics. And again, I want to urge people to get the book. PracticalSecurityGuide.com is where you go to order it. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. But the first part, I mean, it's physical, making sure you're aware of your position, situational awareness, some de-escalation tactics as well, because before it necessarily comes to fisticuffs or firearms or anything else, you have the opportunity in some cases to talk your way out of the situation. Am I right?
Absolutely. And you know, you mentioned my experience on protection details. I served on many of those over the years. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, lots of training, firepower, you know, armored vehicles. But, you know, the reality was, Jeff, if our protection detail had to go hands on or use our weapons, that mission had failed. Our mission was to spot any sort of developing or potential danger ahead of time and avoid it. And so that's what I want to help people understand. That's the most important thing. We all just want to go on with our lives, or certainly most of us do. And so, you know, those skills and just little awareness tips to help you be aware, spot potential danger, understand how your body is going to react, and actually sometimes how your mind can try to trick you into thinking things are okay, and then steal back some of that time. That, you know, time is the most precious element in any critical situation. And so time management, you know, skill is what we talk a lot about in this book, is empowering yourself to make those decisions, to, you know, maybe get up and leave the restaurant when something is developing, or you're sitting in a food court and you see a, you know, fight developing, or something's happening in, you know, in a crowded area. It's time for you to go. It's not time for you to take out that cell phone and record it or wander over and see what's happening. You know, again, just going on with the rest of your life and keeping your loved ones safe and having those conversations with your kids as they maybe get ready to go back to school or off to college or start their young adult life. A lot of times parents are very concerned. I know, you know, my three kids, as they head out, I'm very concerned about their safety and want to have those conversations. And that's why I wrote this book, was just to help share some of those lessons I've learned. And again, 30 years of law enforcement and around the world, I wanted people to understand that it doesn't have to be super complicated. There's so many things you can do to put yourself in a position to achieve a positive outcome in almost any situation.
It's wonderful stuff. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. That's the website you're going to need to visit to take a look at this book. You're talking about time management. We referenced this 7 second rule. It's distance as well, right? As I was reading the book, Rob, I thought, oh, wait a minute. 7 seconds. Yeah. 21 foot rule, edged weapon rule, right? You remember that. You want to share with everybody what that's about? Because it's something to be aware of.
Sure, Jeff. You know, in a crisis, again, I talked about, you know, time is the most critical element. But when there's danger, time and distance are your friends. Anything you can do to put distance and time and hopefully maybe barricades or barriers between you and whatever that developing trouble is, that gives you more time to react, more time to make decisions, more time to get help, more time maybe to arm yourself, more time to escape. And ultimately, that's what it all comes down to. You mentioned that 21-foot rule, the old Tooler rule. Yep. In the training world. It's you know, basically the rule of thumb was if a and this goes back many years, but if someone with a knife were within 21 feet of an officer, that person could get to you before you could draw and fire an accurate round. That's a rule of thumb, but it really was more to illustrate how fast things can happen and how quickly someone can close the distance. And so if your listeners take nothing else from our conversation right now, it's, you know, think about ways to create time and distance when an unknown situation is happening. Don't wait around for it to develop and be sure. Sometimes it's just better to get up and move away even when others aren't.
Let's talk about some of the checklists, because this is one of the things, Rob, as I read through the book, and let me remind everybody, it's called The Practical Guide to Personal Security. Become a competent and confident stakeholder in your own safety. It's written by Rob Chadwick. PracticalSecurityGuide.com is the website where you would go and get it, PracticalSecurityGuide.com. But I was looking at some of these checklists, Rob, and again, you take people through so much. And I personally was blown away. I thought, well, you know, it's going to be a good read. I kind of know this and that. And I'm reading through it going, wow, I don't have any of this stuff ready. You've got a checklist to upgrade the physical security. You're talking about emergency supplies. The emergency go bag, as an example. That's an involved chapter, and it's a checklist. But people really can just check it off as they put it together.
Yeah, Jeff, I wanted to, you know, people to have a reference. Like, you people, hey, how do I do this? Just tell me how to do it. I want to empower people to do it for themselves. And so, you know, I've had the great blessing to have this training over the years, and I wanted to share that. And so, you know, we have checklists at the end about, as you mentioned, how to put together a go bag. You know, if things go down and you need a few day supplies, what's important to be in there? How to put together an emergency first aid kit. You know, what's important there? How to use that kind of stuff. All the way to how to help your college age kid, you know, secure their dorm room, right? How to provide security for that, or, you know, anything that you could think of that would increase someone's personal security. I tried to put in there and make it super easy to follow and just something you could reference as you, again, empower yourself to become your own first responder.
Are your kids, you're talking about three kids, I look at my boys, and sometimes they don't listen to anything that I have to say, Rob, anything, not a single solitary word. But this is about keeping them safe when they go back to school, when they go to campus. Look, at least here in Virginia, most folks are going to be headed back to school in about a month. What sort of tips would you give to somebody whose son or daughter is going off to college?
Well, the last thing you want to do is have them living in fear, right? You want them to go out and explore and be confident and be comfortable, because if they're not, they're not going to learn anything and they're not going to, you know, really thrive. But the only way to get there, right? We all talk about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? And security is so based to anything. And so I want these young people to go out. You know, kids today have grown up in a totally different era than you and I did, Jeff, right? I mean, with the era of active shooter and all the things on social media they're exposed to, the level of anxiety amongst our young people is just unprecedented. And so I wanted to provide something that parents can use and reference to maybe prepare themselves for this difficult conversation, or maybe, hey, kid, read this chapter, or read this, you know, just this paragraph, to help them just get their mind right. Understand that there are so many things you can do, kid, as you head out that door and you spread your wings and you meet new people and you're taking, you know, risks. Here's some things to keep you safe, right? Don't do this, or maybe think about this, but mainly it's empowering the person, the child, the college age student. Understand there's so many psychological and sociological pressures at play. You got to give that gift of empowerment to this young person as they go out there to say, you know what? you'll get pressured, you'll get, you know, cajoled, you'll get manipulated. Understanding the criminal mindset, how those manipulators and those, you know, predators do work is so key to just putting yourself in a better position, not putting yourself in a bad position to begin with.
I think advice to moms and dads, since there does seem to be a tendency for children not to necessarily listen to their parents on these things, buy a copy of the book, give it to them, and say, see, it wasn't written by me, but there's a guy that actually knows. Mr. Chadwick can give you a clue or two, practicalsecurityguide.com. Rob, at some point, I've got to get you back, because one of your checklists is selecting a concealed carry holster, and I'm actually getting ready to get a new EDC. I think Glock 17 is the way I'm going to go. And I'm going to need some insight and advice on the best concealed carry for me.
Jeff, I'm just always honored to be with you and your listeners. And anytime, anything I can do to help you out. And thank you again for everything you do for, you know, the folks there in Richmond, and especially for your support of law enforcement. Again, it just means the world to us in this community. Thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend. That is Rob Chadwick. He is a retired FBI supervisory special agent, headed up the tactical training program. He's got a brand new book out. Kids are getting ready to go back to school or go to college for the first time. I'm telling you, moms and dads, the practical guide to personal security is what you ought to be taking a look at. Just go. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. PracticalSecurityGuide.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. I want to remind you that the competition Best of Richmond is underway. Only a few more days. And I'm urging you, requesting, asking, I don't know, pick whatever terminology. I would like you to do something for me. I need a favor. I need a solid. I need you to use your phone when it is safe. Don't do it if you're driving, of course. And you will text the number 100 to the following phone number, 804-430-5505. All right? Phone number 804-430-5505. You will text the number 100-100. That will cast a ballot for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. So I would ask you to do that. I also ask you to jump online. go.richmond.com/the best. go.richmond.com/the best. Right? And you will hopefully, you'll be voting for the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show in Richmond. You will also, I hope, be voting for the father figure as the best charity event of the year. Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, my dear friend Jamal Thomas is joining in. Jamal is the guy who, from the very beginning, got me involved with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And we are both now on Team Katz raising money. And I am just thrilled that he's got some time to join us this afternoon. Jamal, welcome, my friend.
Hey, buddy. Got a little guest that wants to say hello to you.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, hello there. How's my nephew doing?
How you doing?
Good.
You're darn right.
Doing
you're
great.
Doing, yes, indeed. Keeping your dad in line, I'll bet.
Oh, of course. There would be no other way, sir.
Exactly. Well, Jamal Thomas, who is raising two absolutely beautiful kids along with an adorable, brilliant wife. Tell me a little bit about Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, because we got something special coming. Did you notice, just as an aside, I mentioned this to Chris Beach yesterday, our team, we went all in on food, didn't we?
Oh, of course. I mean, that was kind of the expectation that you set as our fearless leader. I think, I think you kind of were saying to our team that it's food or nothing, right? Isn't that what you said?
I said something a little bit like that. Yeah, I do believe that's exactly what I said. Who are we kidding?
Well, you know, I'm always here to deliver, Jeff, and. But no, we're a lot of great things happening with the Fatherhood Foundation. Of course, we've got the father figure coming up. I know Chris was on the show yesterday talking about it. And yeah, it's going to be a fabulous event, the father figure. We got We've got obviously Team Cats, Team Jeff Cats. Please support us. We're getting to the finish line, and we got. And then there's the other teams, right? The second place teams, right?
Yeah, there's some other teams out there, but you know, let's not pay attention to them, Jamal. I'm sure they're all very nice guys and all, and working hard.
Oh,
but...
yeah, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, but we're it's a really wonderful cause. Some great dads, great people that are participating in this. All past founding fathers, and led by four, yourself included. Of the top fundraisers of the father figure ever in this event in the 10 years and that they've been having this. And $100,000, we're going to do it. I'm speaking it. It's going to happen. And we're working hard to make it all happen for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia.
Tell me about this Chipotle event, because, you know, I love Chipotle. Heidi loves, well, everybody loves Chipotle, and the Chipotle folks are actually on board with Team Cats. How did we do that? Because you headed up that effort.
Absolutely. Well, so on Tuesday, August the 5th, it's not at any Chipotle. Okay. It's at the location. It's 4930 West Broad Street. It's the location right across from the Willow Lawn Shopping Center, okay, in the West End. And from 4 to 8 p.m., again, this is on Tuesday, August the 5th, we are going, it's their, I guess you can call it their give back night. And our friends at Chipotle are graciously donating 25% of the proceeds during that time period from 4 to 8 at the Chipotle across from Willow Lawn Shopping Center. Now, the orders have to be either placed in person at the restaurant. I'd love to see you. I plan on being there. And hopefully the kids will be there, provided they're not tearing the place up.
Yeah.
Or you can place it only on the Chipotle app. There is a code. You can find the code on the Fatherhood Foundation Facebook page. Okay. There's a flyer which has the code that you can use. But you have to order on the app between 4 and 8. You can't order at noon to pick up at 4:30. It has to be between 4 and 8 p.m. But I'd love to see everybody. I'll be there for the most part. Not the whole time, but a good portion of the time. I would love to meet you and give you a flyer to use to give to the cashiers. It's going to be a great, great, great event.
I love this whole idea. And when I actually mentioned it to Heidi, she's like, oh, yeah, totally on board. Great way not to have to cook dinner one night. Great way to have some delicious Chipotle, help out a great cause. So this is, as you say, it's not at every Chipotle. It is at the best Chipotle in Virginia, 4930 West Broad Street, right across from Willow Lawn. You've got to order between 4 in the afternoon and 8. And if you are in person, that's going to be easy, not a problem. If you need to order, say, online, you've got to use the Chipotle app. I'm going to get the codes and everything to make sure that folks donate, get their meals appropriately, and then Chipotle turning around and donating right back to us at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Any menu suggestions? What should we be getting, Jamal? You know a thing
or
two about Chipotle.
Well, because we're Team Cats and we're about food. I really think, and I think you had mentioned this also, is that when I suggested that we do Chipotle, I think you said double everything, right? And I think double meat, double cheese, double sour cream, double guac, double chips. I think you mentioned that, if I recall.
Oh, I think I did more than mention it. I think I put it in writing and issued it as a proclamation, for goodness sakes. Of course, yes.
Yes, you did.
Sir.
No, it's get it all. I mean, it's a great, Jeff, but I know a lot of people, that's, times are tight for some folks, and, eating out is kind of a luxury for some. And it's a great cause, and it's a great excuse to get out with your family, have a nice Chipotle meal. There's all sorts of great options for the adults, great options for kids. Judah loves it. Well, most of the time, I think. No, it's going to be a great night, and it's going to support a wonderful cause. And we definitely look forward to meeting everybody to that comes by next on Tuesday evening. So But it's going to be fantastic.
Perfect. Jamal, I appreciate you being here, my friend. Hug that beautiful bride. Hug and kiss those beautiful kids, my niece and nephew. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, you're coming to my neck of the woods at Ace Hardware on Saturday. I'll see if I can get the GTX up there and meet you. PRD has some good stuff. Yeah, PRD, that's Paul Diana, who is a former law enforcement officer, both corrections and police. Both, if I recall correctly, both in D.C. I think he started in corrections and wound up with the Metropolitan Police. But anyway, he got himself a food truck. He said, this is what I really love to do. And he's everywhere. It just seems like he's everywhere. You know, you got the Brunswick stew season that'll be coming up as soon as it gets a little cool. And he just always does great stuff with that. Anyway, long story short, Paul reached out and said, hey, I know that what you do with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honors program really does mean a lot to law enforcement in Central Virginia. I'd like to be able to help out a bit if that's possible. And I thought, well, yeah, sure. I mean, I kind of figured that he'd say, well, you know, I'll give you a couple of gift certificates and guys can drop by and, you know, get something to eat. And instead he said, I want to do a whole day from 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. And, you know, I got to cover my cost and everything, but I'll give you 50% of it to help out the prize element of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor Program. So, well, yeah, thank you. That'd be great. So that's what we're doing. Well, that's what he's doing anyway. And I appreciate it. And I said, well, let me help out in some way. So this Saturday, he's setting up at Ace Hardware. It's over on Mechanicsville Turnpike, you know, Route 360 and Lee Davis. And he's going to be there from 10:30 in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. God bless him. And I'm sure it's going to be warm. It's going to be even warmer in his food truck, but he's going to be there and cooking for everybody and helping out by getting gifts and what have you for our Blue Friday honorees. And I'm excited about that. I'm grateful. So I'm going to be over there from 11 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And I actually volunteered, like, to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Counter or make some food. He's like, nah, it's going to be really, really hot. Pour lemonade. Your job's going to be pouring lemonade for a couple of hours. So, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be great fun. Now, I mentioned there's a lot of stuff going on. So that's Saturday at Ace Hardware in Mechanicsville. Also this weekend, my friend Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, God bless her. She's been out and about the last couple of weeks. And, you know, she does all these great farmers markets and pop-ups and things like that. So she is going to send me a list this weekend. I don't know exactly where she's going to be this weekend, but every Saturday, every Sunday, she's out there. And what is she doing for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia? Well, she's donating, I think it's $5 from every bag or box of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies. They're delicious. She's donating $15 for each of the Julia Katz strawberry shortcakes. And she is donating $2 for each of the pumpkin breads that she sells over the weekend. So she's raised quite a bit of money. And I'll get you the locations where she is so that you can go and help out a little bit and get something tasty. I mean, I'm putting together your whole weekend feeding menu and then leading into Tuesday with the Fatherhood Foundation event at Chipotle. You're going to eat well. You're going to have to let your pants out a little bit, but it'll be some good stuff. Tomorrow morning, I know my friend Rich is not going to be here, so Richmond's Morning News will be handled by Gary Hess and producer Dan. So that should be good stuff. I'll be listening. In the meantime, just a couple more times, I have to beg you to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. Beware the weather this evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.